It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Check out our fun and educational trivia questions on beunique.org. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Or interact with us on Facebook on our new Be Unique radio page. For your chance to win a free gift every day, just check in with us. That's at beunique.org, beunique.org.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, absolutely.
I really think that sometimes we have these dreams of going places or doing things to help us on our spiritual path, or because we have a connection or a tie to someone, just like perhaps that foreign exchange student from Spain came into my life, created a bond for me at a time I needed that bonding. And he's no longer a part of my life in any, it was interesting because his mother used to write me letters and she'd send him a letter. She'd send me a letter. And I thought we'd created a family bond. As soon as I divorced my ex, it was like, nope, we don't want anything to do with you anymore. Actually, before, as soon as he went back home, they cut all ties.
Well, yeah.
But I thought it was odd. They came and we had a great time and they sent, my amazing Christmas gifts. And then at the end, she sent me this wonderful thank you gift. Thank you for taking care of my son for the last year. And I sent her a note and we wrote and I thought, wow, this is a great pen pal relationship. As soon as he got back on that plane, it was over. However, for a long time, I still continued the dream of going to Spain. And my ex, when I told him that I needed to move on, he said, well, give me another chance. And I said, well, giving you 25 years worth of chances, I'll give you one more. And he said, I want to take you on a trip. I said, great, let's go to Spain. He knew that I'd always wanted to go to Spain. He said, what about Mexico? We can afford Mexico. I can't afford Spain. Well, I hated to tell him, but Mexico is not Spain. I had a great time in Mexico. In fact, it's one of those places where I knew just enough English or Spanish to get into trouble. It was great, but it was not Spain. Since my life has taken a different turn, I no longer have this burning desire to go to Spain. So I don't know if my dream has changed or if my reality has changed and it's no longer a dream because I no longer need it in my life. And it may be that way with you and your trip, your desire to be a cowboy, ride out into the sunset, go west, young man, go west. You're not the same person you once were. So somewhere down the line, I think whatever this compulsion was for us to go somewhere else, we've resolved it on a spiritual level. So we no longer have that feeling. We don't need it anymore. For me, going to Spain was a necessity. It wasn't just something I wanted to do. It was something I needed to do.
Interesting.
And now I don't feel that I need to do it. So
that's a good point, because I remember when I fell in love with the idea was about 1976. And I was in the cold, dark South Dakota winter, and they had just built an auditorium in town, and ZZ Top and America came through town, and coming out of that blizzard night and snow and into that auditorium and the aroma in there with all the smoke and everything, and then the concert coming up and the guys came out in their long hair and their bare feet playing, talking about Ventura Highway, and man, I was the heart started floating and I was going to California, and that place doesn't exist anymore, neither do I. So I think that's what plays in a lot to what you just said. You know,
I think
it's a different thing now.
Our dreams change because we found a different path to achieve whatever that dream was going to fulfill for us.
Right. Exactly.
I wanted all my life to be a hippie. Honest. All I wanted from the time I was, I don't know, maybe 9 or 10, I wanted to go to Woodstock. I didn't even know about Woodstock. I think I was 14 when Woodstock happened. Of course, I was much too timid to hitchhike or take out on my own or leave my family. Would have been frowned upon by the establishment for sure. But my youngest son actually said one day, Mom, why didn't you ever migrate out to California? And I asked him, why would I? And he said, well, because you're such a hippie. And I guess I am. But I thought I had to wear flowers in my hair and bangles and bell bottoms. I mean, I do, but I thought I had to dress and look a certain way to be a hippie.
Right.
Well, a hippie is nothing more than someone who's in touch with Mother Earth and wants.
Hip.
Yeah, you're. Well, what is the word hippie actually.
Well, hip to Mother Earth, hip to what's the real deal, I think. That's why I always kind of did it. Hey, man, I'm hip.
A person of unconventional appearance, typically having long hair associated with a subculture involving a rejection of conventional values and the taking of hallucinogenic drugs.
Oh, man, that was written. That definition was written by the man trying to bring us down, man.
Oh, man, that's crazy. But another word for hippie is a bohemian.
Bohemian, yeah.
Is a socially unconventional person, especially one involved in the arts. That's so definitely me.
Yeah, hippie, yeah. I think tie-dye unicorn leggings probably count as hippie material,
Not to mention my hair.
The hair, yeah.
I think it's a mental state of being rather than a physical. And I was a hippie long before I tie-dyed my hair or started wearing the unicorn leggings.
Sing. Well, I've never been to Spain, but I've been to Oklahoma.
Yeah. Ties right in with this week's conversation about traveling to Spain and never quite getting there.
And you know what? I just thought about that was one of my childhood dreams the same time as California. And I have been to Spain.
Where did you go?
I went to, I can't remember the name. It's not Gaeta. That was in Italy. It was similar. I can't think of the town.
Not Ibiza. Not Ibiza.
No. It was a port city and I was in the Navy and we pulled into town.
Mallorca?
No.
I'm thinking of all the places Richard had gone when he was in the Navy.
Well, and I could probably pick it out on a Mac because I remember we went to Spain and the name of the town was very similar to the same place we went later on to Italy, which was Gaeta.
Okay.
I'm not.
Well, I know it. Richard went to Ibiza, which blew my mind because he can't stand electronic music.
Right.
I'm looking this up because I think there is a Gaeta, Spain. Yeah, there is Gaeta, Spain.
That was it then. Yeah, it was amazing. All of Europe, Portugal. I went to Lisbon. That's where I lost my virginity.
Oh, he lost his virginity in Spain, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that's so funny. You sailors are all the same.
Well, I just think it's so ironic because all the way up from South Dakota, I went all the way to Lisbon to lose my virginity to an Angolan hooker, from their Portuguese colony.
Yeah.
I think that kind of tied me genetically or DNA-wise, energy-wise, to my whole life's journey of this whole deal,
That's so pretty funny. Well,
isn't it? Talk about the spirit journey. What a great... I can just see right now sitting there in my conference with my ancestors saying, okay, well, I don't know. How about there? No, that won't work. How about this one? All the way over here.
Yeah, I think sometimes when we plan our life courses, we just sit there in the other world and throw darts at a map. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom was born and raised in the same city that she died in. Her grandfather died in the same bed he was born in.
A lot of people are like that.
I have that bed frame.
Wow.
It's a metal bed frame. And Curtis and I were discussing yesterday what to do with it.
Wow, that's very wild.
Yeah.
It's such a foreign concept to me. I mean, just so opposite. My second wife had that experience. She was from North Carolina. And we went and visited her parents. And they lived on the same piece of property that the grandparents lived on. And they went to the same church that like 200 years, that same church had been there. And the same family had gone to the same church and lived in the same. And this is a kid who, oh my goodness, I never went to more than one. I went to 2 years at the same school once or twice in growing up as a kid, And I've been going. And I've been born to be wild.
Folks, we have jocularity by the bucket loads over here.
I like smoke and light. You know, you asked me who my favorite Greek god is. It's always been Zeus.
Oh, yes.
I think we were twins separated at birth sometimes.
Oh, but yeah.
I've had to control myself, and he never did.
Well, I think I tie in very strongly with Athena and Venus also.
Yes.
The warrior goddess of love. or I might be more like, who's the blue one in Hindu?
Oh, Vishnu, Kali.
Kali, that's me.
Yeah, Kali's one of those that you ask her to go ahead and take care of business for you. You better be very specific because she's going to lay waste.
I think, yeah, she's she who is black, she who is death, the goddess of time, doomsday, and death. No, I don't think that's me, actually. I'm afraid that's not necessarily who I want to be.
Kali is so badass. I mean, she puts her foot on Shiva's head and tells him what to do, you know, and he gladly does it. And he's, you know, the king of the gods.
Yeah.
So
no idea who I would resonate with.
I just remember that because I remember somewhere in my life. I don't know.
Well, you know what's so funny?
Life or whatever, but I've flown out over the Great Plains many times. Just lightning speed.
I looked up something, Gene. Uh-huh. It's what Greek goddess am I? And there's a quiz. The first question is, it's Saturday night. What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
The options are getting glam to go out on a date, cooking a big meal for a dinner party with all your friends, reading a book with a nice glass of wine, going for a walk with your dog, and then watching a Netflix documentary. Nowhere does it say editing, revising, recording, working, doing administration, filing taxes, something to do with Be Unique or nonprofit. It's not in there.
No.
So I think I am Curtis used to call me the chocolate goddess because when I met him, I was all about cheap chocolate.
Oh, okay.
I thought cheap chocolate was the way to go. And then I got introduced to dark chocolate.
Right.
And really dark chocolate. And then I got introduced to expensive dark chocolate from Belgium.
Which is... a whole other ball game.
I will eat a cacao bean straight off the tree. I have a jar in my house that has just cocoa beans and I will eat them. No sweetener, just crunch like a nut. Because of that, because of my deep, deep love for chocolate and all things related to chocolate, he calls me the chocolate goddess.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of who I am, I guess. I guess, you know, that makes sense for me. We were talking earlier about being hippies and how hippies and bohemians are non-conventional.
Right.
That's me.
Right.
I'm not conventional in any way, shape, or form. So taking a quiz about what kind of Greek goddess am I wouldn't make sense because I'm my own goddess. I am the goddess of Be Unique.
You are the Be Unique goddess.
I am. I'm it.
Well, you know, and that's the whole thing is they're really kind of a collection. And what I'm finding is that it really is all there and it's all exactly what it is. And it's just whatever resonates really is like the conduit or method or whatever.
Yes.
So anyway, all right. Well, I got to get ready to go with my friend, John.
Okay.
Mary and I are delighted you took a break with us today. And we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Visit BeUnique.org for the phone number and details about all our shows. That's BUNEKE.org.
Bye, everybody.
See you then.